sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, August 22nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Going to have some great conversations with some great Patriot folks. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, late yesterday afternoon, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's press secretary put out a letter to the media claiming that this is going to happen next week. Governor Gretchen Whitmer invited House Speaker Matt Hall and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks to meet this coming Tuesday, and they accepted. MERS News Services learned, marking this to be the first time the triangle will be in a room together since the budget negotiations broke down July 1st. The news comes the same day MERS obtained a copy of an internal document showing the governor has spoken with Hall, Brinks, and numerous other legislative leaders individually as well as in small groups around two dozen times between July 1st and mid-August. Document shows at least seven scheduled conversations with Brink, the Senate Majority Leader, as part of a larger group of leaders, four one-on-one conversations as well with the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Nearly all of her interactions with Brinks were also accompanied by House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, who she's talked to nine times. Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony, she's interacted with her at least five times, as well as the Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh four times, and House Minority Leader John Fitzgerald, Democrat, Wyoming, five times. All these interactions, conversations, meetings, leading toward them figuring out a budget. The above conversations did not include numerous meetings the governors had with lobbyists and others, Budget Director Jen Flood and other executive office and budget staff have also met with legislative leaders and their respective staffs. However, the Detroit News has verified a rumor in Lansing that the governor is slated to go on an economic trade mission to Japan next month in September. Okay, the deadline, governor, is September 30th at midnight. and you're going to be out of the country? Well, Press Secretary Stacey LaRue declined to confirm the governor's schedule due to security concerns. However, offered up that Governor Whitmer is the governor 24/7, whether she's at the state capitol, visiting communities around Michigan, or working to bring good-paying jobs from overseas. Her job does not stop because the legislature failed to pass a budget by the July 1st deadline. She will meet with anyone and everyone until the job is done. Governor Whitmer is going to continue to do her job. Well, the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, he's got a quote about this as well. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song ever. Absolutely love that song, No End in Sight by the amazing Rhythm Aces. One hit wonder. Every time I was coming home after being out 4 to 6 weeks, played that song over and over and over again. Love it. Great memories. Well, getting back to this meeting that's happening on Tuesday. The governor's spokesperson said that the governor's job does not stop because the legislature failed to pass a budget by the July 1st deadline. Instead, she's met with legislative leaders 20 times while they've been out on summer break and has invited the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker to meet on Tuesday. She will continue to do her job as governor. Well, in a press conference yesterday afternoon, Speaker Hall said, seeing the triangle as being himself, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. However, not including the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, and the House Minority Leader, Perry. For the three of them to meet, though, Hall said that the governor is going to have to drag Winnie Brinks into the meeting. Why? Hall was asked. Well, because Winnie Brinks doesn't want to negotiate with me because she knows that I will win any negotiation. MERS News Service reached out to the Senate Majority Leader's office and got no comment. Also, in related news, at that press conference yesterday, Speaker Hall laid out how departmental budgets have swelled from Governor Rick Snyder's last budget to even this year's 2025 fiscal year budget, focusing specifically on the Labor and Economic Opportunity budget, known as LEO, as well as the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, the Eagle budget. Well, from the governor's viewpoint, several of the departments in question have been switched around, and many of them received a large jolt of one-time revenue that came in from the federal government. Yes, Governor, that's exactly correct. You did get COVID money. You did get your huge, big, beautiful bill from Biden. But you spent all that money and it's gone. $9 billion you and the Democrats had total control over during 2023 and 2024. And you spent it. But here's the problem. You even admit that it was one-time revenue coming into the state treasury. So why do you still have your budget numbers as proposed up there as if you're still getting this one-time revenue from the federal government? It's gone. It's spent. You don't have it in reserve. You spent it. And it's not coming from Washington. As a matter of fact, the next check that you guys get from Washington is going to be even less than before the COVID jolt. I don't see how they can possibly think, the governor and the Democrats in the Senate, how they can keep this budget anywhere north of $80 billion when the money's not there. In this labor and economic opportunity budget, which includes the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, and many others, it's not there. The money's not there. So how can you possibly include it in the budget? Well, that's going to be Speaker Matt Hall's argument this coming Tuesday. So we'll see where this goes. Been following the budget tightly every step of the way. Well, finally, they're going to have a meeting on Tuesday. Switching gears a little bit, I ended the show yesterday with U.S. Congressman John James passing out backpacks during a baseball event, baseball stadium, on Wednesday. Well, it could become a ethics violation. U.S. Congressman John James could face some penalties for promoting a backpack giveaway at a Macomb County baseball stadium on Wednesday through his congressional office. However, at the event, signs were there promoting John James' gubernatorial campaign. They were posted around the tables, all the tables, supporting the soon-to-be-given-away backpacks. Well, typically, elected federal officials go to great pains to separate their official congressional work from their campaign activities. But James has appeared to blur the lines with this week's event at the Jimmy John's Field. Attorney Mark Brewer and past head of the Michigan Democratic Party thinks an ethics complaint should be filed. Quote, he was illegally and unethically using federal government resources for campaign purposes in support of his run for governor of Michigan. It's simple as that. And someone should file an ethics complaint. Well, earlier in the week, the two-term 10th Congressional District Congressman promoted a backpack giveaway courtesy of Congressman John James. The media was invited for an on-site interviews using a congressional email account. The email had the Congress of the United States official seal posted at the top. However, at the venue, the backpacks were surrounded by John James for governor signs and posters. MERS was told that the backpacks and the supplies they contained, like notebooks and packaged breakfast foods, were not paid for by the office allotment. Brewer said, regardless of whatever funds were used for the supplies, it doesn't make any difference. There were campaign signs for governor at the event that was promoted by his congressional office. Brewer, the attorney, explained if the press were invited through a congressional email and advisory, an official office resource would have been used. Well, the U.S. House Ethics Committee, responsible for enforcing the ban on using office resources for campaign activities, lists the use of office envelopes, computers, telephones, as well as staff time, as things that are generally may not be used for campaign or political purposes. But by the time James arrived at the stadium to make an appearance on the field, folks had already handed out all the backpacks they had to the attendees. Well, his spokesperson said, for 3 years, John James has supplied Michigan kids with free backpacks and school essentials using no taxpayer dollars. Democrats obsessed with government dependency and their woke agenda are attacking a true leader for helping families. Well, it's interesting because Hannah Ansatowski, the spokesperson for James, is also the spokesperson for his congressional office as well as his campaign for governor. One might see an ethics complaint against James' backpack giveaway as potentially being a personal payback for Democrats. In January, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson held a press conference for the launch of her gubernatorial campaign inside the lobby of the Richard H. Austin Building, which houses the Department of State, Bureau of Elections, and her Secretary of State's office. People on the right argued that Benson violated state election law. Well, in May, the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, simply issued a reminder and a warning to Benson, not in agreeing to investigate any violation of state election laws. The office claimed that it could not pursue any penalties because Benson herself, as Secretary of State, would need to refer a recommendation to do so for possible Michigan Campaign Finance Act violations. Meaning Benson herself would be the one that would have to turn herself in. That's not going to happen. Well, it's kind of interesting, because the misuse of public facilities and resources for political purposes can be resulting in a $1,000 fine as well as a one-year misdemeanor on your record. Under Democrat leadership, Michigan students languish as a disgraceful, listen to this, 47th in the nation when it comes to their reading scores. John James is stepping up with a bold plan. As a governor, he will deliver results, restore academic excellence, and propel our kids to the top, including their backpack. Again, said his spokesperson. Now, it's kind of interesting, because as we get closer to the election, and this, of course, I'm referring to is the August 4th primary election next year, there's going to be all kinds of events. There's going to be all kinds of what will basically end up being campaign finance election law violations. Why? Because they're all politicians. They're all elected officials. Every one of these people running are an elected official. On the Democrat side, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. Republican side, John James, Congressman, Eric Nesbitt, a state senator, Mike Cox, the only outsider, though, used to be the Attorney General. He's the only one coming from the private sector as an attorney. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see all the finger pointing that's going to be going on. But they're all going to be guilty of it. Until we get an outside businessman, a pastor, somebody to get into this race, they're all politicians. Current and former. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering